Proverbs 3:28 says, "Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee." We should give when the need is there. That's the bottom line of this message. Some things to think about, though. First of all, let's start by establishing that this is a legitimate need. The key word there is need. You don't try to meet everybody's wants. And there's a lot of times people try to hit you up for things they don't need. It's also things that they don't deserve. You say, what? Yes, absolutely. You know, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." We've had people come to our local church, never seen them before. They show up and want money. We never give anybody money. Now, if they have a need, say they're hungry, we'll give them food. We always have food around Bible Believers Fellowship. And if we don't, we'll take them down to get them a bag of groceries or something. You know, out of a dozen people that just in the last few years who have hit us up for money because they said they needed food, only one took us up on it when we offered to give them a bag of food. They wanted the cash. They were lying. So when it says, "Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee," this is talking about a need you know is real, and you have the means to meet the need, and then you put them off till tomorrow. It's not talking about meeting everybody's need every time somebody says, you see these guys standing out on the street corner with a cardboard torn off. It's always a cardboard box. Now, come on. I mean, think about that. Everybody's got to use a cardboard box. They're doing that because it puts off an image. And they write on there, "We'll work for food." You know what most of those people are? They're liars. You know how I know? Because over the years, I've tried to take many of them out and get them jobs. First time after I moved up here to Columbus, Ohio, this is like 1990. Going way back. There's some guy staying there with a "We'll work for food." Well, I happen to know a guy who told me, "You bring me people. I need people to work." So I told this fella, "You know, I can get you a job." He says, "Oh, well, my brother's over here kind of keeping an eye. We're taking turns out here. So let me tell him, can you give us..." He didn't even ask, "Can you give us both?" I said, "I can get you both jobs." He's like, "Oh, great." He took off. Him and his brother took off. I never saw him again. So don't be a sucker. That's not what this is. It's just talking about your neighbor. It doesn't have to be your next door neighbor, obviously. It's talking about somebody you know. They have a need, and you can meet that need. And, you know, another thing that is the message here is that you meet the need now, not tomorrow. If you have the means. 1 John 3:17 says, "But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" So if you know somebody really has a need and you have the means to meet it, then do so. And don't put it off till tomorrow. They have the need now, and you have the means. And don't just say, "Well, I'll pray for you. Let's pray that the Lord will provide." If you've got the means, the Lord has provided. You are the provision. He's made this meeting between you and that person. James 2:15-16, "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit?" The answer is nothing. And, you know, if this person especially, you know, they're hardworking, they're honest, and they have a need to meet. And, you know, it's especially true about those who are Christians. Galatians 6:10 says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Let's represent Jesus. Let's help people when we have the opportunity and when we have the means.